Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork Red FM.
Jack O'Regan, tell me about West Talk and this. You're hoping people will walk for West Cork to raise funds for Lisheen House and the services they provide. Are you the man who set up West Talk, and what is that?
Yeah, West Talk was set up in November to help and support West Cork business owners. This week we're running a charity fundraiser for Lisheen's House inside Skibbereen.
What's your story? Are you involved in the West Cork business?
I suppose I'm a student at the moment, Dave, and I set up this Instagram page, West Cork. Just basically every week we promote different West Cork businesses and also the people behind the business.
Possibly too many to mention so far, but by all means mention a few that you've covered. And what part of beautiful West Cork are you from?
Yeah. I'm from Ballyhob myself, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know it well.
Yeah, there's been plenty of businesses such as C-Squared and the Townhouse ODs inside Skull. And I'm going to leave out so many because there's nearly 100 at this
point. Well, they're all on the West Talk. They're all on the West Talk Instagram page. So anyone that wants to check them, I guess, there. Okay, grand. Now, fundraiser for Lisheen's House. What do Lisheen's House do?
Yeah, so Lisheen's House offers support and counselling to people who are struggling with their mental health or who are in crisis. And I think that it kind of came about, we kind of wanted to set up a fundraiser, and this was a really good cause because lockdowns have been tough for all of us. This week we're just using the hashtag Walk for West Cork to kind of show our support.
And you're encouraging people. It's already underway up to this coming Sunday. It's the numeral 4, so it's hashtag Walk for West Cork. You're looking for people to walk 1 kilometre, 10 kilometres. Although presumably, if they walk 10 kilometres, they'll need to walk 5 in one direction, and then turn around.
keep to the limit.
Because you might blow up when you reach that 5K limit. You know what I mean? Apparently, it's
I'm only joshing.
I'm only joshing.
Yeah, I don't know what that looks like. We've got a 16 to 5K. So there's been loads of people joining me virtually, of course, this week. So we're 3 days in now, and Lisheen's House is, they're unbelievable. Like, I'm talking to Noreen Murphy, and she's the one that set it up initially. She's great. Like, the services they offer are really important, and they also have another service too called Phone a Friend, where people in the area who are experiencing loneliness can get a call for, you know, I think it's like once a week, just for a chat, like, you know, and to cheer people up. So it's a really good charity, and that's who we're raising money for this week.
Nice one. It wasn't so long ago, and I don't know where it was or whatever, but someone actually just said to me, "Here, how are you? How are you feeling?" And it kind of caught me a little bit, because I was like, Jesus, no one actually asks me that. And I was glad of it at the time, and I kind of was, well, you know, I'm not, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But so that it put it into my head that I said, you know what, I must start asking more of the relatively few people that I'm meeting as a result of all of what's going on. When I meet them, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Because sometimes actually just sharing a little bit helps a lot. I know it's one of those old cliche things that get said, but it really is true. So I don't know if that is helpful to you or to anyone else listening, then good. But if all of us asked each other a little more often, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Yeah, you know, you never know. You could do yourself a good turn, because it gives you the opportunity then to also share as well.
Yeah, like, people have been in contact with me there since we started walking, and people who wouldn't really be struggling with their mental health as such, but just to kind of see everyone kind of getting involved and a kind of a community behind it, and people are really enjoying the walks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not just West Cork as well. I think they have an office in Cork as well. So even though it's a walk for West Cork, these services can benefit all of Cork County and everyone in Cork. Like, so we'd be really appreciative if you could donate anything you have. Like, you know, if we all give a small bit of money, we can make a big impact to keeping these services going for people. And the link is in my Instagram bio, and also you can find it on my Facebook as well. You'll find it there on my Instagram.
Erska Kayla Warren Nadini is an Irish saying, translates as people live in each other's shadows, so we can all support each other, is what I take that to loosely mean. And Jack, fair play to you. You're putting your words into action with this West Talk Lisheen House fundraiser. Walk for West Cork anytime between now and Sunday, and do your bit, see what you can do. It might help a lot, you never know. Nice one, Jack, sir.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.